Welcome to very fine friends.
How fine are they?
So fine, so fine, so fine, so fine.
And what is this?
It is bonus improv.
That was beautiful.
Oh, it's very short-lived applause.
Do you like how I can applaud like a crowd?
I do. I love that. That's one of my favorite things about you.
Yeah, totes. Hey, where's Joe? Where's that crazy guy, Joe?
Joe, are you here?
Joe, where are you, Joe?
No, me.
Yeah. Oh, look, he came with a suggestion.
Oh, yes, that's right. Let me take it out of my pants. Your suggestion is courtroom.
Courtroom. Ooh, it's all warm from Joe's pants.
Oh, I was going to ask why it was warm, but now I know.
Keep that suggestion safe for me. I'm going to want it back later when you're done.
Did you say the suggestion was pants?
Courtroom.
Oh, no, it was courtroom. I said I took the suggestion out of my pants.
Oh, courtroom.
So makes me think. So, you know, like in a Catholic church, you're supposed to genuflect when you get into the pew. Okay. Well, you are.
What does that mean?
Like you're supposed to like get down on one knee, like you kneel like that. You genuflect and then you get in because it's supposed to be like, oh, like Jesus is up in the tabernacle. Like, so you, as a sign of respect, you genuflect, you get in, right? You don't just sit down. Well, anyway, one time in high school, I went to a courtroom for something. I don't remember what exactly. Might have been like some kind of a traffic thing. Anyway, the courtroom, like their seats are just like pews. And yes, like pews. And I accidentally genuflected getting in.
Did the judge like it?
There were luckily not a lot of people there, but I have a feeling people would have been amused. But it was like, it was such a weird reflex. Like I couldn't stop myself.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you realize it right away? Or?
Yes, immediately. Oh. Like as I was going down, but it was like, it's too late to stop.
I'm committed to the bit.
Yeah.
Why aren't you all doing this?
Yeah.
Heathen scum.
You're the weird ones, not me. You're all arrested. Go to jail.
You are going to jail.
You're baby boy. That's very funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad that happened to you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Even at the time, it was like a little embarrassing, but it was like, it's kind of funny. It was weird that like physical feeling of like,
whoops,
I'm doing something it doesn't feel like I have control over it.
And I'm sure it was like visually interesting, but people don't give a shit. Like no one cares. Like even yesterday I was at like a light waiting to get a green arrow and someone just started going cause they thought it was their turn and they like got like almost to the traffic and then they had to like back up a long way.
Yeah.
And I didn't care.
Yeah, it happens.
Just like, yeah, I wanted to roll my window down and be like, welcome back. But you never know who doesn't have a sense of humor.
Well, anytime like something like that happens, I always think like, yeah, I mean, I might want to be like, oh, you idiot. But then I invite anyone to be like that about all of the times I've ever done
Could
that.
Could have been you.
Yeah.
Not that I ever make mistakes.
No.
Least of all on the road.
Joe, I know. Yeah. We know.
Everyone knows Joe's the best driver that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
And now, improv.
Well, Mr. Billings, I did all the work and I'm ready to head off to my PTO.
Okay.
So I hope you have a great weekend. Oh my God. Oh my God, Mr. Billings, I'm so sorry.
Jeremiah, what was that?
I think it was just a reflex. I always kiss my wife before I leave in the morning. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
But now it's fine.
These, oh my God.
These things happen.
Okay.
Never speak of it again.
We'll just move on.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Oh God, I'm so sorry, Mr. Billings.
It's all right. Hey, it could happen to any of us.
All right, I want to thank you. Thank you for. Understand, we're going to laugh about this one day.
Yeah.
Not today.
Just you go.
I'm going to go.
Enjoy. You enjoy your PTO.
Okay. You got it, babe.
Wait, would you just call me babe? I am your boss.
I thought it was you were Babe Billings.
No. Hey, Jeremiah.
Okay, it was an accident. I call my wife, babe, right before I leave the house.
Okay, Jeremiah, let's just... You just go on. Just leave my office.
Okay, I'm going.
Pretend like the last minute never happened. Just enjoy your vacation, okay. Sweet cheeks. Sorry.
Was it your Billings?
Sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It happened to me.
You know what? It's because I've been.
Because I can still feel your lips on my lips.
It's not your fault.
And yes, I can still feel it. And it's just it's just you. I call my wife sweet cheeks.
Yes. No. And because I've been saying the stuff accidentally. You're in that mindset.
I know. It's not that you have sweet cheeks. You do not have sweet cheeks. I just want you to be aware of that. Hurtful,
but thank you. I'm going to go. I think this is no big deal. Anyway, you have a great day.
Okay.
And a great weekend.
You too. Ah!
Mr. Billings, that's just how we say goodbye in our house. I'm so sorry. But can I just say?
Yeah.
Firm.
Thank you. I actually do have sweet cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. My wife's nickname for me, too. Sweet cheeks.
Okay. Wow. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, God. Oh, it stings.
Oh, yeah. My hand's stinging, too.
Oof. Well,
yeah, we like it. We're rough in the Schmidigans household.
Oh, Jeremiah Schmidigans. All right. It's fine.
We're done. We're done now.
We're done. Hey, by the way, where are you going on vacation?
The Grand Tetons.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I actually know where those are.
My wife knows.
Okay. She sounds lovely.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
Okay, well, enjoy your 2 weeks off.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you when you get back. And that's it. Forget this ever happened. If I can, I don't know if I'll be able to sit for a while, but.
Okay, well, good thing your desk goes up and down. That's nice. I've been asking for one of those, but we'll talk about that when I get back.
Okay, all right.
Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me, Mr. Billings.
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you have your appointment with that Schmidigans fellow, but here are the papers you asked for earlier. I'll just leave them on your desk, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Hot Boobs. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Billings.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, Jeremiah can tell you this is, I feel like it's been an infection going around. We're just we're forgetting where we are and accidentally saying things we don't need to say.
No, it's okay, Mr. Billings. I know you're a very stressed out man now. I'll take my leave.
I'm sorry. Hot Boobs is what I call myself.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I
have right. Firm ass, but boy, do I have man boobs.
I know you do, Mr. Billings. All right.
Boy, they get hot. Oof.
Oh, they're the hottest, Mr. Billings. Oh, we know it. All right. All right. Goodbye, you two wet sluts.
Janice?
Mr. Billings, I'm so sorry.
Janice?
That's how the other girls in secretary school used to say goodbye to each other after we would clock out for the day.
So, it's okay. Jeremiah, you agree we could forget this ever happened?
Oh, Jeremiah, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I was in the corner. Yeah, I'm willing to forget everything. Don't worry, this is not it's not going to HR, but I really got to get going.
Okay, yes, yes. You go enjoy the Grand Tetons.
Cut to the Grand Tetons. Isn't this nice?
Yeah.
Where are we again?
Scene.